And those ice staging periods are his definition of stage when we're on the road and we're told to stage, that's where we pull off the side of the road and wait, don't go anywhere else until we're told.
Oh,
that's the change of direction.
You're right, that's the stage command.
Right.
That's what he's talking about. Okay, thank you. Okay, and then the third bullet down, the field transmits regarding discovered or identified threats or hazards, road closures, and how big, how bad, and all that stuff. Okay, so anything that comes across TravelNet that is how big, how bad, or unusual circumstances, we need to capture. So we're now on to slide 48. If I can get my, oh wow, we're gonna make it. Charlie, am I doing better this time? I'm staying on task?
Yep.
Good. Not bad. Wait until the next one. We'll go off and try to solve other issues. On slide 48, important ICS-214 entries. Again, it's repetition, but I guess one of the reasons Wayne has so much repetition on these slides is, you know, what is it? I told you, what is the phrase? I told you, I tell you again, and then I remind you what I told you or something. Okay, important items, completion of ops briefings, and by whom, check-in to designated sections, completion of section briefings, and by whom, the beginning of assignment, and the ZR position code assigned or needed. He already talked about anybody special who visits the incident. Is that limited strictly to his PIO function, you think? Why would we, as communicators, want to document, say, when Paul shows up, our emergency coordinator for Mitch Mayhill?
Well, it pins it down what he was doing.
What?
It pins down what he was doing.
Yeah. Or why would we do it? It's Charlie's responsibility.
It's a significant, well, but Charlie's not, if I'm out in the field, Charlie's not with me. He's back at DOC.
Good point.
So it's a significant event for my
It is significant. Yeah. That's why you did not follow Charlie's edict to do certain things, right? It's because Paul was there saying, I want you to do this instead.
No, Paul cannot change my assignment or frequency. Only Charlie can. Paul can suggest something that I can call to Charlie and say, Charlie, Paul suggested, do you want me to do it? But I'm not authorized to take orders from Paul. I'm authorized to take orders from Charlie or my direct report.
Good answer. Okay, your direct report. That's right. We cannot.
That's
good. That's a good answer. And I'm sorry you're no longer part of RACES. significant events, situations, or injuries to self. That's a key one. You know, if we get heat stroke or illness or whatever, be sure and document that. Certainly the ending of the assignment and designated demobilization. So now we can go to slide 49. This is interesting. Wouldn't it be tempting for us to forget to document things pertaining to demobilization? We're so glad that it's over with. We're finally able to get home to our loved ones, and we totally forget to document the demobilization part. But that is one of our mobilization levels. Or is it? Mm-hmm. No, I'm not sure.
South, Sal R.
Oh, that's Sal R. It is recovery, yeah. Recovery. That's on our way home.
And it actually only it includes us restocking our emergency kit.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Yeah. So, yeah, probably we need, well, but...
Or maybe not restocking, at least writing down what we need to buy the following week.
I would say that we make an entry that we revisited our checklist.
Right.
Our three checklists, radio, personal, and...
Operational.
Operational checklist.
Or position, I guess is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Radio, personal, and...
Position.
Position checklist. That's probably what we would jot down on the 214 that we... And items... used, replenished. You know, a one-liner.
Screen just went up.
Beg your pardon?
Screen just went up.
Oh. Oh, they turned... Okay. Well, that's good. Because the next slide says, we are at the end of the presentation. It says, always remember, and this is what Wayne always tried to drill into us, how you perform is how you will be remembered. So, except for Charlie, I think maybe we have our task ahead of us to learn how to do a better job of filling out 214s.
I even need to improve some.
And we would thank Charlie for having provided one thing in the handout. Did you do have a copy of the 214 that Charlie filled out? I thought this was particularly a good example. I didn't talk about it until now. But this was the Tuesday night check-in back January the 15th. And this was when I was net control and when we did a QSY from our primary repeater to our secondary repeater. We did an initial roll call on the primary and then we moved over to the other repeater and we practiced a roll call to see how many people made it from one frequency to the other. And I thought the detail, Charlie, you did on this was slick.
Well, I don't do it all the time to that detail.
Yeah. But
I do.
But it was a good example.
I have a separate form that I use to put the check-ins on.
Yeah. So that concludes the class. Course 262. I would urge everybody here in class and on the tape to please now proceed to the course student quiz that Jay has so diligently created for us. And there's a lot of information there highlighting what was important in this course. And in particular, there's a number of questions about maps, which we talked about 2 weeks ago. Really urge you do this. It's a tremendously valuable review of course content. Thank you very much.
And email only the answers.
And email only the numbered questions and your response, true, false, or whatever. Thank you for attending this class.